how hazardous, in your opinion, doctor, is the use of a cell phone these days?
Well, would you just stick your head in a microwave oven? Hey, don't laugh. I mean, it's exactly...
It's a laugh of panic, I think.
Well, it's exactly the same thing. I mean, anybody who puts a cell phone up against their head is putting a microwave radiator up against their head. And what it's doing is already, I mean, it's only been a little while that a lot of people have used it. They're starting to see brain cancers and acoustic neuromas on the same side of the head.
Where they hold the phone.
Where you hold a phone, exactly there.
Interesting.
That isn't enough to fry you. And we can get into that if you want, but there's some couple of multimillion-dollar studies, the Interphone group of studies, that were put together to try to answer the question about the hazard of phone use. But those studies are so crappy, they shouldn't have been published. And I think I've written 6 letters to the editors shooting them down.
Does the industry have such strength, such lobbying strength, that they can quash studies and things like that?
Yeah, I think it goes even further than that. I think they've corrupted even the investigators. Some of the people I know who authored these studies, I've known them for 20 years, and I did have respect for them, but the stuff they're writing and saying now, I just, they got, obviously the industry got to them, and you can understand how it happens. They work in, most of them work in universities for soft money. That is, they have to go out and get grants to support themselves. And so the industry can come along and say, hey, look, you play our game and sing our song, and we'll take care of you. If you have the rest of your career, you don't have to. So that's got to be a powerful inducement. Yeah. But they've corrupted our EPA and the FCC and more Congress. It goes without saying. I mean, they've published law. They've got laws that say you can't sue based on health effects in terms of cell tower exposure. Excuse me.
Sure. Well, they've gotten to the FDA in some form or fashion as well.
Of course. I mean,
it's the big guys against the little guys, doctor.
Yeah, tell me about it. I've been fighting a battle for many years. Once I retired in 92, I did some expert witness work, and it's just got so obvious to me right away that, they got the big bucks. They can hire the slickest liars and whores, and they have these specialty law firms that do nothing else but that adjudicate these cases, and you're going up against this colossus, this legal colossus, and you're working with local attorneys who don't know no diddle about what's going on. And
will we ever get the class action suit of, let's say 50 people who have brain tumors and they go after the cell phone companies?
Well, I hope so, but it's gonna take better research than has been done to date. Now, there is one group in Sweden that Leonard Hardell, his group, has done some really good studies, but and their studies are really scary at this point in time. The thing you got to realize about brain cancer, that's the one they look at. And I think there's 3 studies now that have made the link with acoustic neuroma, which isn't a neuroma at all. It's just
And explain that. What is that?
Well, it's really a schwannoma. There's a little nerve, short nerve, that goes from your brain stem to your ear that carries, I'm listening to a phone now, and that goes through that nerve. The lining of that nerve is made up of Schwann cells. They get tumors. They're benign tumors in that they don't metastasize, but they're in a horrible place. These people have to have their heads, chopped open, and the tumor come out. It's a bad spot. They usually lose their hearing on that side. And I had a first cousin with the disease, and she just, was dizzy and sick forever and couldn't hear. And they took it out, and she's never been the same since.
Now, I assume you're on the other end of the line here with a handheld landline type phone.
Yeah, right? Let me tell you that story. I use a portable phone on speakerphone. That's the only other phone I use. And yesterday I went to... because the auditory quality wasn't that good, I went to buy a new phone at that Best Buy. Guess what? They didn't have a single stinking land phone in it.
I was going to say, they don't have them anymore.
They don't have them. So I said, where can I get one? So they sent me next door to Office Max at this mall down here in Indio. And God, they had one. It's a crummy little thing that you're supposed to hang on the wall, but it's doesn't have a speaker function, so I got a hold of a silly thing. But no, I mean, portable phones are just as bad. And some of them, over Best Buy, most of their phones were decked phones, digital enhanced communications technology.
But the old landline phones, though, they were okay, right?
They're fine. They're perfect. Yeah. But, you know, the other sad thing about that is new houses, they're not even wiring them for phones. They expect you to use a goddamn cell phone.
Well, and...
But getting back to the phones, as long as you started that, let me warn the listeners that don't ever buy a DECT phone, DECT phone. I'll tell you why, because the base unit on that thing radiates you and your house and your friends and your kids and your dog 24/7, even through walls. And one of my coworkers has recently done a study showing that the DECT phone radiation in about 20% of people from the base unit now, not the thing you hold in your hand, can change your heart rate and rhythm. I mean, they put some people on a device that measures their EKG and their pulse and heart rate and rhythm change and it, dramatically when it's on. When it's off, you go back to normal. So if it can mess up your heart, it can do a lot of things to you. And that's the major phone. It's all they had in that damn Best Buy place. I spent an hour there. I just went nuts. Decked phone everywhere. It's a great technology, you know, because it's got good sound fidelity, et cetera. But boy, it's radiating you from the base unit. Like my portable phone, my Panasonic. The only time it radiates is when somebody rings you up. Now, I've got all the devices here that measure this stuff, and I measure it, and I just stay away from those.